The province says it plans to appeal the amount of a penalty imposed by WorkSafe BC for unsafe wildfire practices in BC's northeastern region. WorkSafe BC issued the $710,488 administrative penalty on October 26, 2023, according to the recently posted decision. The incident happened in Wanawan, about 89 kilometers northwest of Fort St. John. The decision states the provincial government was the owner of the worksite where tree falling and other wildfire fuel reduction activities were taking place, and when WorkSafe BC inspected the site, they found evidence of unsafe falling cuts, including stumps with insufficient holding wood. WorkSafe added that the province didn't verify tree faller certification and didn't actively monitor work, as required by its falling safety program. As owner of a forestry operation, the employer failed to ensure all activities were both planned and conducted in a manner consistent with regulatory requirements and with safe work practices acceptable to WorkSafe BC. In an emailed response to Black Press Media, BC Forests Ministry said the province agrees that process improvements are warranted, but that the amount of the penalty imposed is arbitrary and disproportionately high. The ministry says the penalty was calculated using the entire government of BC's payroll for what they believe should be a specific location infraction. It will appeal the penalty to ensure it is appropriate for the level of work carried out, and the region it happened in. We are disappointed by what happened. Everyone should be able to perform their work safely. We are taking action, working with all contractors and subcontractors to ensure we meet the high standards we always strive to achieve. The statement adds that the ministry requires that all contractors are Safety Accord Forest Enterprise certified, which means the contractor has its own safety program to ensure safety certification standards are met along with WorkSafe BC regulations. The Forests Ministry will be reviewing its safety and contracting processes and procedures to ensure all contractors meet the current requirement to be fully certified for hazardous work, such as falling trees. Read more. Wildfires burning from coast to coast. Canada's weather story of the year.